listener production. Like the black pudding in a full English breakfast. Don't ask any questions. Just start chewing. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Yes, hello, Matt and Alex are with you on this beautiful Monday morning. And Alex Dyson, it's time for me to say something that is, and I'll just be straight up the disclaimer. This is not a, this is no endorsement, nothing paid here. But I'll tell you, most weekends, a little treat to myself when I wake up on a Saturday and Sunday morning while Sophia's watching cartoons. Dig into the old Milo, mate.
Right.
Just have myself a little daddy Milo.
Little daddy Milo. How's a daddy Milo differ from a kiddie Milo?
Well, I don't know, because I bought Milo because I thought, oh, this will be a nice treat for Sophia. She said, I don't like it. I said, well, you're crazy, kid. I'm going to have it myself.
I'm sure that fact will keep slipping daddy's mind as he...
Yeah, every time at the shops with Belinda. Oh, we better get the big Milo now. Sophia loves it, mate.
Yeah,
every
surely most of this. Yep, not a problem. Would you see the guy who in America tried to open a can of Milo with a can opener? I mean, obviously you get the little spoon underneath and you open it up, it's ready to go. Just a bit of foil needed to get through there. But yeah. He's gone around the edge. Well, you meant to seal it back up.
How do you open the foil on those things? Because I fully craftily go in right underneath the edge at the side and I then peel it around with my spoon so that there is not an inch of foil to be seen around that rim. What about you? I bet you
if you're not in the dead of night breaking into your local emergency hospital and stealing the sharpest scalpel they have and escaping out and then using that around the edge, you're an absolute Neanderthal.
Well, what about you?
I've seen someone just like bash in the middle and then just sort of like push out the edges.
I know. That's disgraceful. You need to be a surgeon, not a bloody firefighter trying to get into a house.
Like a wombat digging a tunnel to live in. Anyway, we're about to get this show on the road. And Matt, it's nice of you to join us. All right?
Look, today did not start the way that we thought it would. And you're going to hear how it all unfolded in not at all the way that we thought it would.
Mm. And I've also discovered that no one can understand what the hell I'm talking about. You're going to be seeing me realize that in real time today. It's going to be great.
All right. Also, Bron made a new purchase, a very big adult purchase, which you're going to be chatting about as well. Which is going to be fun.
I don't know about that wording.
Wait, no. Well, you know, like a grown-up purchase, not an adult. Oh, okay, look,
Bron,
come
went
on.
Went to an adult store and purchased something adult.
I mean, okay.
Very you're large gonna... adult purchase. That is crazy.
She's upgraded the size of her adult purchase. You'll be hearing about that later on. Let's do it. Sunday breakfast.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
We're rolling. Well, we are 12 minutes past start time for podcasting today, Bron.
We are.
And there is a noticeable absence. Matt O'Kine not in studio. He sent us a text. You copped the text from Maddie. What did it say?
He said, let me get this up. He said something like, or exactly like, hey, sorry, just on the phone to we'll be in the studio in 1 minute. That was 11 minutes ago. Oh, he just sent me one now. So sorry, coming now,
really. Okay, well, we don't know who he's talking to. It can't be you on the phone, Bron, because you're having a baby. But,
wow.
But, oh, wow. Okay, he's wandering in now. Mr. Matt O'Kine putting on the headphones, turning on the microphone.
Sorry, man.
And,
hello.
Yeah, g'day, Matt. Matt O'Kine.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
yes, sorry.
Matty. What's been going on, mate?
Yeah, look, I was on the phone to a, sorry, I'm changing mic sock thingies now. I was on the phone to a airline which we won't name. Thank you very much.
We kind of already have. Sorry.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Why? Because I said I'm on the phone to you. I don't know.
I thought you might have been topping up your prepaid credit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, you know.
Buying a year's subscription of cola. they still make that?
I don't think so. What's been going on?
I don't want to talk about it. It's not good to come into a podcast feeling angry.
Why? It's usually when you call customer service number, it's always really smooth.
So, you know, I'm doing these gigs in Brizzy soon. Couple of weeks time. I said I retired a little while back and I'm feeling the itch. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'll just do a little cheeky just a little something, something, you know, let Stella get her groove back.
Yeah, well, previously the only way to catch Matt O'Kine doing stand-up was to be at Comedy Republic on a night where
you goaded me into it.
$10 pint specials.
Well, yeah, you were like, yeah, you want to do a little cheeky jumper?
You killed that night, man.
Yes, thank you. I still got it.
It was rough because we announced, everyone, Matt O'Kine! And then it was about a 10-minute wait, and you came on stage after that saying, oh, my God, I was just on the phone. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Took a while for the crowd. Well, how long have you guys been recording without me?
Not long. We've been waiting without you much
I know. Well, look, here's the thing. I went to pay. So I've decided to, like, we've been working with a guy, young guy, James Brennan. Renan, he goes by. Yep. Rapper, comedian. I think he's working at Double J at the moment, just as, you know, doing a bit of the socials, et cetera, for them. You might have heard him on the voiceovers. Anyway, I'm like, you know what? Get James up. He can do a little opening spot. We do a bit of rapping together. I was like, let's get Jimmy up.
Right, for the shows, fun. Your support act is like you did with Ronnie Cheng shows when you supported him, going to do a bit of rapping.
Well, I don't know if he's going to do some rapping. He might do some stand-up, but I might do some rapping. I don't know. Look, I just thought let's just make it a bit of a show, you know, a bit of fun. Mm-hmm. So I tried to do, you know, the baller thing. I was like, oh, okay, no worries, bro. Just, you know, fly you up like I'm some sort of badass.
Damn.
You know, yeah. And then I tried to book it with points. Mm-hmm. That's not very badass, is it? I don't think Drake's booking is. This shadow guy with points. Anyways, I'm like, all right.
Well, it's probably work. Drake probably, when you get to a certain level, he'd probably go, yeah, you can do it for free or not. Someone will do it for free. And they probably, it's like the Super Bowl.
It's not that I'm not going to pay him. It's that I just to buy the flights. I was like, well, I could buy the flights with money or I could buy the flights with points. And I think I'll just do points this time.
Sure.
And then the system was down. So I call up. And I'm like, hey, your system's down. I want to book these flights. The lady's like, no worries. The system is down. You can't pay for them right now, but I've reserved them. It's all good. I'm like, sweet.
Great.
The next day I get a call from, right? It was a message. They go, oh, we just need to finish paying for these points. I'm like, no worries. I call them back on that number that they call me. The voicemail, the system literally says, we have tried to contact you this time. There's no need for you to do anything.
Okay, right? So they'll call you back.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, no worries. Won't call them back again because that's the message I got from this number. Then I noticed, my account's been docked twice for the points. So instead of 20,000 points, 40,000 points had gone out for one flight. So I call back and said, hey, 40,000 points has been taken out for a 20,000 point flight. What's going on? They say, oh, it takes a couple of days for it to transfer properly. There's probably just a glitch in the system. Don't worry about it. Okay. I said, no worries. I hang up. A couple of days later, Jimmy gets in touch. Hey, I haven't got tickets yet. I said, oh, no worries. I'll call back. Okay? So I call back and I go, what's the deal? The tickets haven't gone through. No one's got in touch about the payment again. They're like,
I'm still down 40,000 points or is that?
Yeah, I'm still down 40,000 points. They're like, oh, yeah, sorry. You need to have reserved those points. You need to have reserved those flights within 3 days. Otherwise, they go. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, sorry. They just go. And I'm like, they can't just go. Because I reserved them! And I'm paid twice for them! I have paid twice for the points from points. I've paid them twice.
Yep.
I've called you back twice. I don't know what, like...
What do you want from
and
me?
And I've got nothing! So that's what was happening. You know when you have those phone calls, you know when they're like, we're recording these for quality purposes, yeah. And you're like, geez, I hope no one hears this one.
Stay on the line for a short survey.
Yeah.
Most of the time you just hang up on those bad boys.
Oh, man. I'm like, this is your fault. You fix it.
At every hurdle as well.
I know. I'm like, what I tried to do is use your service. and I paid for it twice.
For -2, the amount of times, flights that you get.
The guy's like, it's okay, sir. I'll just refund all those points. I'm like, I don't want the points. I want the flights. Anyways. So it may just be me on stage at Good Chat Comedy Club in Brisbane. I'm sorry that we started like this, but you know when you try to start your work and something outside of your work is just like, now all I can see is red and it's not the red. It's not that glowing color. Right, can we even do this, Bron? Are we going to have to not do this because I've said so much?
I've in the show notes, I've asked Link to beep every mention of Avail. So there might be a lot of beeping going on.
Right, okay, now. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad. I don't want to make enemies. You know, I mean, they are my preferred airline, honestly. But after the issues I've had with the other. But anyways.
Yeah, it's funny because it's like the beeping will sound like Matt swearing a lot, which isn't too far from the truth as well. It's very, very irate.
Look, who knows? Who knows? Hopefully, anyone who's coming to the show, regardless, I might be alone. I might be with someone, but that'll be lots of fun.
Can you pay for your comedy show tickets in frequent flyer points?
If you want to give me, a few points, sure.
A few thou?
Yeah, a few thou. I'll bill you twice for it. How about that? And there won't even be a seat for you.
Okay, we're going to move on, but Matt's still annoyed.
Oh man, I'm so angry. The bro told me to calm down. I was like, bro. He's like, please calm down, sir. I'm like, calm down. Like, I started having palpitations. I was like, calm down. This is your fault.
It's really weird. The old customer interactions. I had one last night, and it wasn't as I guess combative. Okay, no one was raising their voice, but it was like one of those weird situations where you just can't understand where they're coming from. They don't understand what you're talking about.
So what happened to you?
Well, it was about 10 p.m. and as you do, you get a bit of a hankering for a bit of ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, you've had dinner. Like if you have at 6 o'clock dinner, it gets to 10. You're like, oof, righto.
Yeah.
So I go
waffle,
down.
Waffle cone? You a cone man or are you a cup?
Both are for filthy casuals. If you ain't getting the 0.5 litre carry home.
Oh, my God, you animal.
What are you even doing with your life? What, you get, because then by the time you get home, it's already gone? No.
You take
the tub home, little eat on the couch.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
Bron, you'd be on that. Have you got any pregnancy cravings yet?
I was really going through potato cakes a couple of weeks back.
Damn.
Oh, the old scallops.
Yeah.
Potato cakes.
No.
Wow.
Potato cakes, yeah.
How many potato cakes did you do in a sitting?
No, like one a sitting, but every day for a week.
Okay, yeah. But there were several sittings that week. Yes. Yeah, sure.
We got a good potato cake shot because I was hungover one day recently and walking past, it was like in the train station, there's this like little like concession stand almost with a bain-marie. And I'm like, I walked past it because I'm like, there'll be somewhere better. And there was this other place I thought was open. I'm like, do you do hot chips? And they're like, no. I'm like, damn, all right, I'm going to go back to the concession stand. I said, could I? And I looked in there. Like, they don't do hot chips, but we've got potato cake. I'm like, all right, grab one of those. Dreadful. I don't know how you stuff up a potato cake.
You need them good. Otherwise,
how long had it been sitting there for, though? Was it the full sog?
I tell you what, it was probably the first train of the day, the 5:13 from Pakenham, and I was, you know, walking past the 7 p.m. to Alamein.
You know those round floppy things they put on tennis courts where you aim to hit the ball? That's what they could be used for.
It was rough stuff.
Target practice, mate. That's the only good thing.
But no, there was no potato cake flavored ice cream because that's not weird enough for a pregnancy craving, surely, Bron.
I haven't had anything else really yet, just normal stuff.
Did I tell you about like how I turned Belinda off foods permanently during her pregnancy?
How so?
Well, you try to be a supportive partner and you're like, okay, yeah, sure.
Do you mean foods or nudes?
No. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I'm pretty sure the fact that we had a child deterred her from any of my nudes ever again. I'm sure she was like, no, that thing created, no. I'm never making that mistake twice.
He treated it like Gandalf treats the One Ring. It's like, I can't touch this. You know, only bad things could happen.
If I have to get pregnant again from that, no.
Anyway, sorry, where were we? I'm at the ice cream shop, okay? I've tested out a new flavor. We got the Ichuzu Yuzu, which, by the way, funny names for things. I hate ordering things
You're
with funny
names.
You're
only getting it for the name, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, even yuzu ice cream, I don't mind yuzu.
I like yuzu, the Japanese citrus fruit.
Yes, I like it on certain things, but the ice cream, I go, is it going to be right? But the name, I'd be like, oh, okay, I'll give that a go, maybe. Yeah.
And when I said it, I did act like Ash Ketchum and like put my hand in the air and say, get me a little bit of that, please. And can I have the 0.5 litre tub? Now, this girl says to me.
Wait, you went in raw? Have you had the I choose a yuzu before?
No.
Did you do a taste test?
No.
You raw dogged 1.5 litres of yuzu ice cream.
I did the triple, all right, mate? I got my mango in there, my solid. It's there. It's ready to go. It's the backup. Okay. I'm not, if I'm picking my footy team, you don't put in 22 rookies, okay? You've got your veterans in there who can carry the team. But you got to blood the newbies. You got to blood them.
All right. Could have asked for the taste test. You know how I am about that. But anyways,
oh, I know how you are about that. Yeah,
fine.
God.
Okay,
you're in an ice cream shop. Look out. But she goes, sorry, we're out of 0.5 litre tubs. And I'm like, oh. And I look up behind her and they've got a 0.5 litre tub and then they got the 1 litre tub. All right, that's the hallowed ground. You know, even I am not going into that. I mean, I used to demolish a 4 litre Neapolitan back in the day from you know, home brand Neapolitan that my old man would get. But, these days, a little bit more discerning, the 0.5 litre. So we're out of 0.5 litre. So there's a 0.5 litre up and the 1 litre up there. And then I said, well, is it all right if you just put in half a 1 litre? Fill up a 1 litre.
Now, Daiso, I got to tell you, that makes perfect sense.
Okay. That's what I said. Well, could I do half a 1 litre? Like, if you use the 1 litre, I put in half of it.
If the person behind the counter replied in any way that wasn't, yeah, sure, that would be fine. I am about to blow up again. Please tell me that they just reached for the one and filled it up halfway and maybe even gave you a little bit more for the inconvenience.
Yeah, well, you'd hope so, that you'd just go a little bit over. But they go, no, sorry, we can't do that. And I'm like, but could you just put in half of, but it's smaller. So there's still room. There's room for 0.5 litre in there. And if you just go to the midway section and she's like, no, I don't think that'd work. What do you mean? I'm like, okay. All right. 0.5 litres would fit in there. And I said something like, I literally remember saying, so if you just fill it up half a 1 litre, that would be 0.5. I say, would it not? And she goes, oh, all right, sorry. And then she says, oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about 1.5 litres. I'm like, no, just 0.5. She's like, oh, okay. And then she just pulls out a 0.5 litre tub from somewhere. I'm like, So wait,
did you ask for 1.5 litre tub? And she thought, we don't have 1.5 litre tubs.
Maybe that's what happened. That's probably what happened.
You were like, can I get 1.5 litre tub of this?
And then she's, we're out of 1.5. Why would she say we don't have 1.5 litres? I'm like, no, of course not.
No, then you would have been like, you don't have 1.5 litre tub in here?
Anyway, but even if I was asking for 1.5 litres, why would she say no to that? She's like, sure, let's just fill up a 1 litre and a 0.5 litre to get you your 1.5.
What's even better now, I'm thinking that you would have then been like, she would have been like, all we've got is the 1 litre. And you would have been like, yes. So just fill that up halfway, please.
Yeah.
And she would have been like, but that won't work. And you would have been like,
if we're out of 1 litres and I was asking for 1.5, just give me 3.5 litres.
Yeah.
Sorry, we don't have a 3.5 litre tub. That's way too big. You're after a bucket, sir. Please go around the corner. Oh. Anyway, customer service confusion.
No, I thought you said 1.5 litre when you were telling the story because I wrote it down in the notes.
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. I thought it too. I thought you were after 1.5 litre tub. I'm not joking.
Oh, my God.
So I think it's how you say it. Because I thought the whole time you were saying 1.5 litre tub. I was like, that's a lot for a
That's what
mess.
I was thinking as well.
So what I should have said, could I have a 0.5 litre tub?
Yes.
Just can I have 0.5 litre tub?
Could I have 0.5 litre tub, please? No, you need a something in front.
I won't accept that. 1.5 litre tub.
I need a 1.5 litre. I need 0.5 litre tub. I mean, that's just anything. I just got to be as brief as possible. Anything holding me up between stuffing ice cream in my gob is unacceptable if I'm leaving out, buddy.
As you were telling the story, I was like, how does that make sense? But I didn't want to be an idiot because Matt was like, if she said anything else, that'd be crazy. I was like, I don't understand what's happening here.
Oh, man.
No, I think I got clarification the second time you said it. So now first time you said it, I thought you were saying 1.5 litre tub.
Well, this is now blowing my mind because here I am, a professional communicator, and I'm just going around confusing people all over the joint.
Can you have a single 0.5?
No, ice cream doesn't have girlfriends. You can't do that.
Click fish with producer Brian.
It's time to get clicking on some of the worst articles the internet has to offer with our producer Bron.
Hello.
Hey Bron, what's been going on over the weekend?
I bought a car over the weekend.
What? No.
And well, it's new to me, but it's old.
It's old to someone else. That's okay.
Pre-love.
So pre-love. I think next time I buy a car, I'm going to have to either get a hybrid or an electric maybe a hydro.
Yeah.
Hydrogen's gone up then. Oh. Was it one of those?
Your hydro car is in a water. Hydrogen. Like hydroelectricity. You've got a bloody river in your car.
I've got to do the Freddie Flintstone feet through the river. Really get up that that electricity. Now, what do you reckon, Bron? What'd you get?
I wanted an electric car.
Mm.
Cannot afford an electric car.
Mm.
So you just went for the F-250 instead.
We went for a gas-guzzling car, unfortunately. In these times, you've got to do what you've got to do. I need to get around.
Got a coal-fired steam engine to commute in and out of work, Bron. What'd you go with?
We've got a Nissan. Oh, my God. How do I say it? I believe it's Qashqai.
Qashqai. Yes. I saw the badge of one of those the other week and I was thinking about, it is an interesting way to pronounce it with the double Q.
Yeah, I think it's that. I'm going to name the car a cash cow because it sounds similar. I thought that's just the only logical thing we can call the car.
Indeed.
Does a cash cow take money from you or give it to you? I know the Sunrise cash cow gives it to you, but does the cash cow give you
cash
money?
Cash cows are good. Cash because a cash cow, like if you've got a business that makes heaps of money, it's an absolute cash cow.
Mm. Yeah,
like a golden goose.
Sense. You're just milking those titties with all that money.
Sure.
Isn't that a scientific phrase? Am I not saying the right thing?
Milking those titties is a scientific phrase, Matt. Yes, that is extremely scientific.
Or is it milking those teats? Maybe that's more scientific.
Maybe.
I think teats is more anatomically accurate for an udder.
All right, fine. Do cows have titties?
I believe they're teats.
They believe they're udders. Okay, fine. Fine. Teats, udders.
All right, get in touch. Matt.ad.alex. What's the worst Google search term you've seen in someone's search history?
I don't want to go to images. So, Bron, this is exciting. Did you do a test drive?
We did do a test drive. I'm going from, Alex, you've been in my car before.
Yep.
Two-door car is what I have had since I was 18 years old.
What have you been whipping around in the Barina or something?
In a Yaris.
Mm. Which I love dearly. That's a modern-day Barina.
Yeah, it is. It's like leaking from three different points. It's making terrible noises. Can barely get to 80 Ks.
First time I got in there, Brod goes, sorry that it smells like mold. I'm like, what do you mean? Oh, the roof's leaking.
So this is your, like, mama life upgrade car.
Yeah, well, I definitely needed a new car anyway, but definitely with a baby on the way, there was a bit of a deadline. And then it was the first time we went looking was yesterday. And then, I don't know, maybe we're just impulsive, but we bought, like, the third one we looked at.
Nice.
Great. Yeah, you don't need to worry too much. That's a good thing.
Yeah, you like what gets you saw, from A to B, Bron.
Yeah, that's it. I've driven them a couple of times with my I had a friend who had one for work, and yeah, it's good. Has it got the overhead cameras?
Yeah, it's got 360 cameras.
Yeah, so when you're reversing and all that, yeah.
Because I've been, yeah, well, I was scared to go from such a small car to a, it's a big car for me. It wouldn't be a big car for other people, but I am scared for parking. But I thought this 360 cameras, how can you go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
This is not an endorsement, by the way.
Yeah.
Nissan should give
no.
us
No.
Well, I've never bought a car.
Ever
in my life.
You still don't own it? Do you own a
never
car
owned
now?
Never a car, yep, no.
And you've never owned one. You just, I mean, good on you. I think they should. I don't even want to go on that rant.
Yeah, we need to get a
no point.
We need to
Let's
get
go.
A clicky, Bron.
So this is from UniLad headline: people shocked at insane way Isla Fisher announced her divorce from Sacha Baron Cohen after 13 years.
Yes,
I saw they called it today.
And actually, a couple of things that people have pointed out. I mean, Isla posted on her Instagram just recently, girls' night out. You know, hanging with girls in New York, and people are saying, "Oh, we should have known from that." But also, apparently,
yeah.
Hanging out with friends.
oh, must be divorced.
They're on the rocks. She's hanging with friends.
No, other people are saying that there were Instagram photos from this year where she has her right hand hidden so her wedding ring was not invisible or wedding finger was not invisible. So people are going, was she trying to hide something or was she simply just standing? So who knows? And it seems to be off the back of... Oh, this Rebel Wilson drama in her new book.
Yes, which you still can't get in Australia at the moment. It was meant to come out, I think, last week. They've ceased all copies in Australia. I think it's out in other countries.
Why?
Because she's saying all this. I think it must be legal troubles with mostly, I think, about the Sacha Baron Cohen incidences that have come out. But Isla Fisher, yes, they, as you said, Matt, divorced, I think, last year or separated or whatever. And just this week... How's this for timing? After all the controversy have come out, she just posted on her Instagram story. And this is what people are so upset about, apparently, because she posted a photo of them in like tennis gear and then said something like, after a long tennis match lasting over 20 years, we are finally putting our rackets down. Weird
I think that's not what a nice way to do it.
Well, it is nice, but. They just happen to have a photo of them playing tennis? Is it something they would have always talked about, their relationship being like a tennis match? But if Roger Federer separated from his partner, you know, or if Serena Williams separated from hers, I would have thought, sure, okay, use that as a reference. But wouldn't you do it as a, you know, like...
No.
The once beautiful nation of Kazakhstan has now decided to be independent, you know, something like
that. We're about to go mankini free or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I think it is, though? She looks absolutely stunning in this photo.
Oh.
And he looks kind of weird. No offense to him.
Well, you know why you should never date a tennis player?
Why?
Because to them, love is nothing.
But yes, this
thank you, Ian Dyson, for that classic. Are you about to give me a mild groan, Bron?
No, I was trying to play the outro music, but it's disappeared from the...
Well, before you do, both of you in relationships, what analogy would you use to describe your own?
Sporting analogy.
Could be sporting. Happy to go further afield if required. What are you and Steve like? Is yours and Steve's relationship like a rugby match? And let you both try.
Oh my God.
Oh, man. What about you, Matt?
No, I need to play this now.
What? You'll give me the wrap up. No. Matt, quick. What's your relationship like?
My relationship is like an ice cream shop in that I'm always after a taste and getting refused.
Yours are more like a cricket match. Whenever you have an argument, Belinda goes, silly point.
This is so...
That's a silly point.
So, that is. Oh, my God. Okay. That's it.
Call it. We're calling it.
Ice cream shops, airlines, maybe we're the cooked ones, mate. Honestly. Has it ever occurred to you that we're the ones that are wrong? Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Matt and Alex are going to be back tomorrow. We will be here if you are. We hope to see you then. Same time, same place. Please keep in touch at matt.n.alex.
Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.n.alex.